Hello.
Hi, my name is Shane. I'm calling from Family First Home Care. I think you called yesterday for services for a family member.
I'm not sure.
Is this Martha?
Yeah.
Oh, so are you looking for home care services for maybe your mother-in-law or father-in-law for
It was my
someone?
mother-in-law, but I was like interested because I'm the one that takes care of her.
So
And I wanted to know like if that's something that I could get paid for.
yeah, definitely. You could be the caregiver and get paid to.
Yeah, 'cause
Do you
I do
know?
everything for her already, like health-wise, and in the home, everything. I take her everywhere.
And you live together in the same home, the same house?
Yes, we live in the same house together.
Okay, yeah, that would be. You definitely could get paid. The question is, if your mother-in-law, if the patient, if she has Medicaid.
Yeah, she has both. She has Medicare and Medicaid.
Okay, and where is she located?
It's here in Nottingham, Pennsylvania. It's like Chester County.
Yeah, so you could definitely have her signed up, and you as well, and you could get paid. So
Okay.
if I could check her. Do you have her Medicaid ID so I can check her eligibility, her insurance?
I don't. She's not here right now.
What about Social Security and date of birth?
I have her date of birth, if that helps.
I could try with the date of birth and spelling up her first and last name. Let's see if it's coming up.
Her first name is E L I A Z as in zebra, AR, Eleazar. And then last name is A as in apple, G as in George, U I L A R, Aguilar.
Okay, and date of birth?
Her date of birth is April 8, 1945.
1945. So it's 4/8/1945. Let me see if it's coming up.
Okay.
Nothing is coming up with this. That's a, I always like to better the Social Security and date of birth. It's more accurate.
Yeah, unless I can give you a call back when she's here so I can ask for that information. Because I don't have that with me.
Let me see if there's any other information. You don't have a Medicaid ID, right?
No, I don't have that. She carries all that stuff with her. She went to a doctor's appointment.
Is that her legal name? Like that's how you she spells it?
Yeah, that's how she has it. Eliasar Aguilar. That's how she is her name.
Well, that's interesting to know what's not coming up.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah, okay, I guess you'll call me back on this
All
number. You
right.
can text me also
Okay.
on this number.
All right.
Just
Well,
tell
I
me
can
if
let
there's.
you know when she gets back, and I can give you some more info.
Right. So you can text me on this number
Okay.
and I'll be able to respond because if
You can
you call
return
me,
my
I could
phone
be.
call. Oh, okay. Okay.
Because I could be in another call. So if you text me, then I go back. And
Okay.
you could definitely, if she has Medicaid, then you could definitely be the one that can
Yes.
ever get it paid. So.
That sounds good. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thanks. Have a
All
good
right.
day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.